Coach, tell us about the position you feel Mike Mularkey is in with Marcus and his hamstring as he gets ready for Monday Night Football.
It's all on the medical staff, and you're going to leave it up to the medical staff. You never trust the player because the player always says he's ready to play. And the problem you have to have a conversation with Marcus is, look, I understand maybe you're three-fourths healthy, but I want to know one thing. Can you make it through the game? And when he pauses, that tells you, okay, you're not up, you're not playing. Because that's how it works. Because all the players say, yeah, I want to play, coach, and you ask them, hey, can you make it through the game? And if they don't say, yeah, coach, I can make it through the game, I'm good. If they say, well, coach, you go, okay, another week, you're good.
Herm, we talked about last week without Matt Castle in there, and I heard you on NFL Live discussing the Titans need to run the ball if Matt Castle's in there on Monday night. But why lately has the Titans' offensive line and running game been so pedestrian?
Yeah, it's puzzling. It's very puzzling because that's been the strength. Now, a little bit it has to do with people stacking the box on early downs. And so you can't, you know, sometimes what you have to do to get the running game going when they're doing it to you that way, you got to give him some early passes on first down. You know, you can't be predictable and just say, okay, we're going to run the ball. Everybody knows we're going to run the ball. And on first down, we're going to run it. Nah, not so much. Okay, let's make 5 yards. Let's throw a little 5-yard pass out there. It's second and five. Now the defense is at a disadvantage. Or you got to create a couple more formations where you can run out of. Or you got to open up the box, take players outside of the box to get players on defense to lead a box. So there's different ways you can run it. You just can't sit up there and we're coming right downhill at you. Well, okay. Really?
Herm, we haven't seen a lot of the young quarterback at Indy. You've probably seen him more than any of us. Give me a synopsis.
Floyd, he's really athletic for as big as he is. He's a pretty good athlete. He can get out of the way. They can move him some, you know, but he's a strong arm guy. He'll sit in the pocket and throw the football. He can throw it down the field. But like all young quarterbacks, he's going to make some errors. He's going to have, you know, he's kind of hot and cold. I did the Colt game against the Rams, first game of the season, when he actually came in the game. And the Colts were struggling there at the end. And before he even came in, I was up doing the radio. I said, you know what? If I'm them, I'm getting Brissett ready. Because he's going to start next week. And the guy looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm getting him in the game. See, he's going to be the starter next week. Because right now, the quarterback's playing right now. He can't do it. This is what you traded for this guy for. Get him in the game now. Let him play some. Because next week, he's going to start. So he's been the starter ever since. But he, as I said, he's big. He's strong. Tough guy. Can throw the football. I mean, he likes getting it to T.Y. Hilton. I mean, that's one of his guys. He can throw it to him. Dole, the tight end, is pretty good. And Gore, we know about Gore, but the kid, Mac, is a good player. The runner, Mac, the kid out of South Florida, he's eventually the heir apparent. He can go now. Oh, boy, he can go. You're going to like him. You're going to watch him run now. He can go.
We spent a little time last night watching the game, and your old club, I'm going to tell you what now, those Eagles look like they might be for real, and Wentz looks like he might be for real, real.
Yeah. And you know, we going into the season, we thought in this division that maybe they were a year away. You know, I mean, the projections, you know, you go into the season, hey, wait, is the Giants or the Dallas going to win the division? And maybe the Eagles are a playoff team. Maybe not. Maybe they're a year away. We knew they had a good defensive front. They got a really good offensive line. The runner has helped them tremendously. Early in the season, they were out of whack. They were throwing it 44 times, only running 16. After the second week, they got back to balance. LeGarrette Blount has been a really good player for them inside, running those inside yards, hard-nosed guy. Opens up the play-action pass. Ertz is a guy he leans on. And their front on defense, Cox and Jernigan, those guys. I tell you what, poor Cam, they were rushing with four. You saw it.
And
now Cam's 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
And it was looked like the pocket was caving in on the guy. It was like, are you kidding me? You know, and so that protected the secondary. And that was a big win for him. The turnovers, obviously, were the big two plays for him to get two turnovers and get a short field and score 14 points.
Coach Herm Edwards, our guest here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So tell me this, Herm. How much trouble are the Titans in if they lose to Indianapolis Monday?
Well, you know, we will say that. Well, we thought that with Cincinnati, too, after the first two games. Oh, they're a mess. They're done, man. Guess what? They're one game out first. I mean, these divisions are a mess anymore. It's great. because you win a game and all of a sudden, look, the Jacksonville Jaguars started out okay, a house of fire, and then all of a sudden they had a couple losses. They got awful. Now they're in first place again. This division is a division in this sense. I still don't trust Jacksonville. They haven't won a home game in their stadium yet. They can go to London and play. They go to Pittsburgh and beat up the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now they're at home, and I'm going, can they win a game, please, at home? So as much as you say these guys could be in trouble, I know this. The next two games are important for them. They're playing two teams with losing records, one with no wins, and another team that's 2-5. They're going on the road. If they win these two games, now you got to win the first one first. You win these two games, all of a sudden you're looking at yourself, you're just going, you know what, hey, you're all right. We're 4-3. We're okay. And so, you know, it's just, but they got to win these games. These are important now. These next two, they're important for them because the teams aren't like great teams are playing.
Her Monday, especially going back to our day, Monday night football was the only thing that ever mattered.
That's right.
Does it still have that same kind of status in the league?
I think it does. I think, and you know this, and you've been in the league as long as I have, and we never imagined how popular Sunday would be, right?
Right.
They found that Sunday night thing was like, wow. Why didn't they think of it? Because it was always Monday night, you know. But Sunday has become kind of like, the Sunday night game is kind of interesting, you know, because the time Monday rolls around now, because there's so many games on, you know, the television has a lot to do with it. You start on Thursday, you watch football games. Then Friday, you go to high school. Then Saturday, there's college games all day, all night. Okay, you ain't got college games on tonight, by the way, or, you know. And then Saturday, you sit there and you're going to – then Sunday, you watch the NFL game. Then Sunday night's kind of like, okay, this is the last game. Great. And then Monday night, you go, I got to watch another one. You're almost tired. Right? And I love football. But it's almost – it's enough already, right?
Last one for you, Herm, before we get you out of here. What has to happen for the Titans in order to beat the Colts? If there was one thing in your mind that the Titans absolutely had to do, go
just
for it.
Just control the line of scrimmage. Just come out, control the line of scrimmage. It would be nice if the Titans on the first possession went down on the field, on the road, and put points on the board. That'll send them – there's a comfort about that when we do that. There's a comfort. And you know what? We move the ball down the field. We got – whether it's a field goal, I don't care what you do. That first drive is critical on the road. Get the crowd out of it. Get yourself some confidence. You lost two in a row. You move the ball offensively. Your defense gets excited. Hey, we can move the ball. What you don't want is this. Don't mess around and go 3-out. No. After you lost two in a row already, you don't want to go 3-out. You don't want to do that. Not on Monday night. No. You don't want to go 3-out. No. Because the crowd's going to be all jacked up. It's Monday night. You know, people are all excited. Just move the ball. Just go move the ball.
He is the coach, Herm Edwards. Herm, we appreciate it. As always, we look forward to hearing you break this one down on ESPN all throughout the weekend and, of course, on Monday.
Oh, boy, I can't wait till Monday.
Thanks, Herm.
We'll see you, Herm. Coach Herm Edwards joining us here on the show. And I'll say this for the fans. I guarantee you there are fans in the car that heard Herm there say, don't go 3-out on the first drive and thought, amen, Herm.